Yo, what's going on, people? Urban politics. It's your boy, the General, man. We back at it again, February 22nd, 2018. Hope everybody's doing well out there. Hope everybody's blessed. I just wanted to tap in and encourage you, man. Keep grinding, keep pushing, keep reaching, keep doing, keep failing. Not looking forward to fail, but failure is a sign of trying. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid of failure, man, because on the other side of failure is success. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't care what you got in mind, what you want to be, what your vision is. What your vision is for life, for yourself, for your family. Just understand that in this life that we live in, man, you got to create it. You got to bring it to life. You have to bring your dreams into existence. And if you don't know how, sometimes it's hard. Because everybody wants to be somebody. You know what I mean? And if you find a motherfucker that don't, get away from him. I'm just keeping it 100 with you. If you find a motherfucker that don't want to be something or somebody in life, pardon me, get away from them. That's a person that'll do you no good. You know what I mean? It's times like this, I sit back and I thank God. I thank God for just being here, man. You know, I fight. I submit. I stand, I cry, I move forward. All of these things are a part of what makes my journey what it is. I just need for everybody to understand that what you are and who you are has more to do with what you take control of than anything. A lot of times people don't understand how much they play a role in their outcome and the way their life is shaped up. We've been taught that so many things is out of our control, so many things you just pray about and leave it there. And I'm not saying that that's wrong, but at the end of the day, actions supersede everything. It supersedes everything. You know? So you can talk about it. It's cool. Talk about it all day. But until you put actions to the words that are coming out of your mouth, just talking, man. You're just talking. So for 2018, let's not talk too much. At least not without action. It's all right to talk. It's all right to plan. It's all right to put shit together, to write things down, to get things in motion. But sometimes you'll find out when you find that you're in a place where that's all you're doing is talking, you may need to pump your brakes, reevaluate. And make sure that you're not becoming one of those individuals that just talk about what they want to be. Talk about the things they want to accomplish. And spend so much time talking about it that they never actually get up off their ass and do it. I got people that I don't talk to anymore. I got people that I separated myself and moved away from. I got people that I love that I can't deal with like that. Because the direction that they're going in their life and the choices that they've made for themselves are not beneficial to where I'm going and what I'm doing in my life. It's not healthy. You know? So stay focused, man. Stay focused. Do what you gotta do. But always remember, that this is life, man. You don't get another one. It's no press and rewind on it. It's no starting over. This isn't a video game. It's life. And you get one shot to try to be the best that you could be, to try to do the most that you can do. You know, I was reading an article and it was really breaking down how many days are in an hour. 24 days in an hour, right? Most of us spend 8 to 10 of it working for someone else, making them rich. The other half is probably spent on a little bit of a bunch of different things. Family, boyfriends, girlfriends, you know, your own personal hobbies and outings and things of that nature. But how much time do you, out of a run of your day, out of 24 hours, how much time do you dedicate to breaking the cycle that you're living in? You know what I mean? How much time do you spend on making sure that your children don't necessarily have to live and work the way you had to live and work in order to have the bare minimums in life? How much time out of those 24 hours do you take sharpening your tools mentally, emotionally, and internally? How many hours out of those 24 hours do you read a paragraph? How often do you read a book, period? Because I mean, I hear a lot of these dudes talking, and half of the shit coming out their mouth sound like Facebook posts. These dudes haven't read a book, did any research, educated themselves in any type of fashion at all. But the realest shit that they've read or heard in the last 3 to 5 years has been through a Facebook post. And I'm not trying to knock it. I'm not saying Facebook doesn't have any legitimate material on it that has some substance to it. But we have to go further than that. You got to really want this, man. You can't play around with this shit, because you look up one day and 10 years flew by. And you're like, what the fuck? I'm 24, I'm 20, and then I'm 25, and then I'm 30. And then you look back and like, fuck it, I'm 30 years old. And then you start thinking, well, what have I done? What do I have to show for it? What do I have to leave behind for my daughter? What do I have to show my son? What can I pass on? What do I have to show for 30 years on this earth? And I'm not just talking about materialistic things, man. That's the thing. You think a lot of people think I'm talking about just materialistic things. That's a part of it, but that's not even the most important part of it. Because a lot of people out here have cars and houses, and are internally dead, man. No growth, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually at all. Live life. Love yourself. Urban politics. General. Peace, love. Amen.